Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squib Billy. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball with a newly crowned manager, the queen of improv, and French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack. We have the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And back there, our resident Eagle, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, waving creepily and apparently bragging about his intramural football days earlier today on the Hometown Take. And we are The Morning Shift. Good morning, all.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Nothing has happened, so we have nothing to talk about today, I guess.
Yeah, no headlines came out since we last were here.
No coaches in the crosshairs or anything like that.
I got so much to say about things.
You don't say.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Once again, killer me shocked.
I just look, the hypocrisy of sports fans knows no bounds. It is literally a sports fan. If you find all of their teams and you get takes throughout a full calendar year of their takes on their sports teams as a whole, the hypocrisy that you'll find in there is just amazing. And look, we all do it. We're all guilty of it. We're all sports fans.
Oh yeah.
But it is absolutely hilarious. And I think most talking heads are probably the worst with it. I just noticed it. I was sitting there last night when there was an announcement made that we'll get to, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Over here. And then the other side of the mouth on this one, I'm like, geez almighty.
Well, let's go ahead and cover what's happened since we last got to chat. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Dallas for Monday Night Football. Final score, 27-17. Jacoby Brissett completed 21 of 31 passes for 261 yards and 2 touchdowns, despite being sacked 5 times. Hawks are back in action tonight against the Orlando Magic here at home. Pre-game is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. So that's at 7:30, and then tip is set for 8. Braves shortstop Ha-Seon Kim did opt out of his contract yesterday, so he'll be playing short next season. That's kind of up in the air, but the Braves, yes, have selected their new manager. Bench coach Walt Weiss will be taking over. Walt did manage the Rockies from 2013 to 2016.
It's crazy. I feel like, and I know Bo's going to get into this as well, you know, reading comments and some of the reaction, it's like half and half from what I'm seeing. You know, people kind of reacting and going, it's like one side of the fan base has a womp 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 attitude. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that was all that build up for that. Like, we just went to the bench coach. You know what I mean? Just got elevated to the manager role. And you know, then I think there's another sector of Braves fans that look at it and want consistency in that, and you know, in the message and him being part of the organization and having the ability to call certain people whenever the time calls for it. And I personally was a little bit let down. I thought, okay, you know, all these other names being thrown around from the Dodgers and other, you know, past people inside of Major League Baseball. I'm like, okay, hey, about to get a new message in there. And then you hear Walt Weiss come about and it's like, all right, you know, I can ride with that, I guess. It's just a little bit of, you know, okay, well, yeah.
Well, look, he's not Brian Snitker. He's different. He's got his own ways about him. I've always believed he's a little bit rougher on the edges. We might have the as I was reminded last night by my friend Jake Cook, who's our engineer for the Falcons and had worked with the Braves for years. We might have the only Braves only manager in baseball with cauliflower ear. So I mean that's a feather in our cap. He's different in a lot of ways.
The jokes are going to write themselves with that. You know that, right? You got like you know yeah. not hearing somebody say something or whatever. It's gonna be like must be the cauliflower ear. It's coming.
Yeah. Well, look. You know you could probably take him kind of break that up, but that's probably painful.
I've seen Joe Holly had to have that surgery.
Yeah, it's painful. Yeah.
Ah.
There's your cauliflower ear. TED Talk for the day. I'm torn because I don't disagree with you either, Mike. I saw some new faces. I said, well, that's some chance to get a guy in here. Have him for 15 years. Know he wants to be here for 15 years. Know that managing, you know. I also look back and I say, well, I mean, I poo-pooed Brian Snitker. I was fine with Brian Snitker as the interim. But when they named him the manager, the full-time manager, I thought it was crap. Because you had Bobby and then you had Freddie. And Freddie was more like Bobby than Snitker was to me. And so you get through that and you're like, all right, let's reset. We got a young core. Let's reset. And they brought in Snitker and I didn't like it. Well, who's the idiot? Me. They weren't. They got it right. So I'm not going to sit here and say this sucks new because here's the deal. I saw people talking heads. They need to outside the building. Shake it up. We need something different. New voices. Well, the old voices there are working pretty freaking well. Okay, they're a winning organization. They've won 20 division titles in the last 30 years. Everything they do wins. Two World Series, which is more. Two World Championships, which is one more than any other team in this city. You want to count the United in there, which I do. They have more playoff appearances than any other team in this city. Everything works for this organization. It's it's corporate ran. It's Liberty Media. They don't spend money like we want other teams. But they find a way to make it work with their own limitations, the way they are ran. So it's hard for me to poo-poo it and just say it sucks and I needed an outside voice. Because what is an outside voice going to do? Other than a little bit on the field stuff, you're not changing the organizational direction. If you want an outside voice and you want to change how the organization is ran, you got to sell the team. The team has to be sold and then they have to shake it up from the top with McGurk. You know, Schurholz is an input in there. Snitker doesn't need to be a voice in there. Everything needs to change from there up. The manager alone is not changing the complete day-to-day operation of this team. And by the way,
dang,
it works. And you can't sit here in one voice. Things are a mess, and you hate how they're organizationally ran when they consistently turn over that building. Because when they fired Rich McKay, they cleaned almost the entire house in that building up there. How do I know? I'm in the building a lot. I know. I'm around. I'm with the people. I've seen the faces change. And how's it working out for you? Because you're all upset about that direction right now, too.
Well, I know there's a lot of disappointment across the board. I mean, like Mike, you said, it's kind of half and half. Here's my question, though. Is the Braves stayed pretty mum about this since Brian Snitker stepped down.
Yeah.
So it's not their fault that it kind of got out of hand. It's just these wild speculations that were going, all these names being named, but the Braves never said.
Yeah, I'd push back on that, though. Like, if it was going to be Walt Weiss, why not do it 2 weeks ago? Mm. You know what I mean? Like that's my thought on it. And you're right. Like, all the speculation goes, and it's like, oh, they're waiting on the Dodgers guy. Like, they want to wait for the World Series to be over. It was going to be Walt Weiss the whole time. I can't imagine they had, like, that meeting with the Dodgers bench coach, you know, over, you know, the last 48 hours since the World Series is over, and they're like, and he goes, oh, no, thank you. You know what I mean? So that was my initial reaction. I looked at Walt Weiss and I was like, you could have done this 2 weeks ago. Like, you could have done that. And Bo, I'll push back on what you said a little bit too. I do think that there is changes necessary when there is some uncomfortability. Not necessary. Change happens when there's some uncomfortability. And like if we had a new boss that was hired here.
Oof.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if somebody else was brought in the building that was, oh, hey, we hired a new boss from New York City. He's going to be there in the morning. Like, you know, all of a sudden your antennas go up and you go, all right, well, better be on my P's and Q's. I think been through a coaching change before. That's exactly what happens. Your sense of what you're doing is a little bit more locked in. I'm not saying that Walt Weiss won't bring that. I'm just saying that's kind of to your point of saying Walt Weiss isn't going to change, that nothing's going to change, and that's a good thing. I don't know.
The point is that, first off, Walt Weiss is not Mr. Analytics. So if you wanted I don't know if you wanted that or not. I think that's his 50-50 out there as well with people. I think Walt Weiss is going to do things differently. And what my point is that people always complain about the Braves. They don't complain about the way the team is ran in game for the most part. It's why don't we spend money? Why is it ran like this? Basically, it's the biggest thing I hear about the Braves is we don't spend enough. You think that's going to hire Danny Lehman? No. That's additional structure from the top. That's Liberty Media saying, yeah, this much money to spend each year. They can deny it all the hell they want.
I agree with you on that. There's no doubt.
And look, Walt Weicker, Danny Lehman, George Lombard, it's not gonna change the money you spend on the road season and the depth you have there. It's not. It might. Walt manages bullpen the same way that Brian Snitker does. He didn't in Colorado, I don't think. I think they did things differently. So I think that's what my point is that I hear it more organizational thing they won't change in. An outside voice, yeah, he might. Walt Weiss might change the time you have to be at the clubhouse. I don't know. Nobody else would.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what changes he brings. I also want to let him know if he gets ejected, he needs to wear street clothes before going in to watch the game.
Good call.
Clap did hold a presser yesterday, and he addressed Clapgate. We will play some of that audio for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Sports Talk on The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of the NFL, we got to talk about these Falcons. Raheem Morris held a presser yesterday in Flowery Branch to address the Falcons-Patriots game. There were a couple things that happened during that game that I think we've all had our questions about. One was the snap from Ryan Neuzel. Michael Penix was caught off guard. Apparently, there was thought to be a clap, so Raheem talked about this yesterday.
This was our players telling us that they simulated a snap out there, and they heard something, and obviously they did. That's why he snapped it. This was no intent that they did anything wrong. There was no intent that those guys did anything wrong. We're just telling what happened when I was asked.
Yeah, let's put one thing to bed. The safety for New England clapped. Mm-hmm. We saw it on tape a minute ago.
We just watched it.
We just watched it on the All-22. He's most certainly clapping. All right, the biggest question I had yesterday when we were talking about this, I was like, we went on the leg lift the entire game. Why is the clap? And then going back and watching it, you can see that the play clock is ticking down. And so what happens, and we've all seen it a million times, when the play clock's getting close to zero and the quarterback's like waiting on the snap and he's lifting the leg, we got to go. You know, you get that. That's what Ryan Neuzel thought was happening. Mm. Now, I think Raheem goes back there and he did say after the game, they simulated our snap, and that's, you know, and Ryan Neuzel thought that Michael Penix was ready for the snap. I don't think that Raheem ever implied they were cheating and doing some of the stuff. And I take issue with these articles that have come out. And I've been joking with you guys all morning from CBS Sports. This writer named John Breach. Here's the headline. Falcons coach accuses Patriots of cheating. Breaking down what happened and Mike Vrabel's response. And here's what he said off the top. During his post-game press conference, Morris essentially accused the Patriots of cheating, essentially, by implying that they illegally simulated the Falcons snap count. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy for what all happened here. I understand it's clapgate. I understand Raheem is not well liked by a lot of the Falcons fan base right now, and they're on the fence. There was definitely somebody clapping, and that's what Ryan Neuzel definitely heard. Now, everything else from there goes haywire, but those are the facts of what exactly took place. Extremely unfortunate, and hopefully everybody else can learn from it, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
I don't know what else. The part for me that gets back to, because there's not really much I can say on that. You kind of broke it down pretty well. It's what we've all kind of seen in here. Well, what is he supposed to say? Like, we don't want coach speak where, yeah, we got to go back and look at the film and see what happened. So then he says it, and because they denied, everyone takes the Patriots side. Well, they said they didn't do anything, and the refs didn't call a penalty, and we can't see anything in the front seven because it was a safety. So, you know, did you not watch every guy on the field? And I just don't like the way it's kind of been thrown in Raheem's lap is, well, you're a liar, and it's because of headlines like you're reading now.
It's frustrating.
And it's
we deal with enough stuff with Raheem. I don't need a national writer calling him a liar.
Well, that national writer is also using the word cheating, I think – wrong. Is it cheating? I mean, it's a competitive advantage. I don't necessarily think that's cheating. It's not like you're doctoring footballs. It's not like you're in a conservatory somewhere way up with a telescope and you're watching their plays like they did in the Super Bowl. You're trying to gain a competitive advantage. It's kind of like trying to get a guy to jump off sides, right? It's like doing a hard count. It's all similar. Neuzel snapped the ball quickly. Was it based on that? He's saying it is. I have to take his word for it. But the fact that his guard had his full head, half his body was turned looking at the quarterback, which created with the early snap creates a complete gap. And the Patriots, I think, was it Milton Williams? It might have been Milton Williams. Yeah. Runs right through it.
Yeah.
And so now Penix has no choice. I even wondered in my own head if the way that Wilt Williams had a free release and the way the line didn't move at first, that he didn't think that it was that there had been a whistle. But, you know, was a play stopped, and that's why he threw it down. The reality, if you thought that Penix should have turned into Michael Vick in that moment and did a Houdini and then thrown the ball upfield past the line of scrimmage with a receiver in the area, is a little bit obtuse as well. The problem was is it was a busted ass play, and it led to a 4th and 20 where the only thing you could do was punt the football.
Yeah, I to go back on it as well, at no point do I believe watching the tape, and Allie just sat there and watched it with me, did it look like they were trying to get them to snap the ball. He's just simply communicating with other players in the sideline by trying to get somebody's attention and clapping his hands, and therefore – It's just one of those things. And like I said yesterday, when we blame coaches or when we don't blame coaches, things happen that are crazy. The problem is when it happens again. All right? And so hopefully this is something you learn from and you move on from it and you say, all right, we need to be very, very clear about the goings on in the field.
In what way could that actually be blamed on the coaches?
I don't think it can.
It's very similar to me earlier on – I believe the same drive. David, you come out of the huddle. The play clock was I'm not sure what the fans think the play clock should be when you exit the huddle these days, because it changes based week to week based on the situation, who they want to blame. But David Sills lines up on the wrong side of the field, and so Penix is having to deal with that to get him back, and then you burn the timeout.
Yeah.
Who's to blame for a player lining up on the wrong side of the field? Is that coaching too?
Could be.
I mean, it could be. Could misheard what Penix said in the huddle. Could not have been confused on the play. I feel like David Sills has been in enough though to know kind of his call is going to be on certain. You know.
Well, and that's why I said could be, because here's what happens. Sometimes you go like, you know, trips right bunch over, and the over might mean, hey, you've got to actually motion over to the trips right bunch, and maybe he just doesn't hear the over part. So then he lines up in the original formation and doesn't hear tagged with motion. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of caveats.
Yeah, and that's why I asked. That's why I put you at the bat there.
I don't think there's any doubt. And you say, how can the coaches be blamed? I don't think they can. I think if it happens again, then I'm going to have a problem with it.
Now,
that's my point.
That we agree.
Yep.
We agree. That's part of the coaching thing. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we do it. And now, if we don't get it right, we got to coach you up to not let that happen. I totally agree.
Well, and then the other moment in the game that I think a lot of people have had questions about was that missed extra point, and Raheem did address the kicking situation as well.
I won't ever use that to say it's not my fault. You know, I'm a part of everything that happens here, and we do everything together. So everything that happens, you know, you can put me a part of that as well. I won't ever. We don't have that type of organization. We don't have that type of that mindset. But we got to get it fixed. And like, it has to be fixed now, and it has to be fixed right now.
Well, it sounds like Martin Zeno had a one-on-one with Raheem there, with the back and forth. But and it very, very.
Sure, he loved that. Both of them.
Didn't feel like there was a lot of the noise there. It didn't feel like there was anything to bounce off of. But maybe it was an empty room to travel.
An echo chamber, if you will.
Dude, yeah, they got to get it fixed. I don't know. They have a kicker on the practice squad right now, Ben Sauls. I told you yesterday his credentials. He's a rookie. He's only been in training camp. I know he's never kicked in an NFL game, a real NFL, a regular season. So I guess he's got to, you know, break that seal at some point, but I'm not sure if I want it to be. I mean, maybe in Germany, in Berlin. It would be a cool place to do it, because it's not like it's a true road game, right?
I just, dude, and I know this is the Falcons fandom coming out in me, and maybe Maybe this is the glass half empty kind of Falcons fandom coming. Mm. But can't you just hear the headline? Like, we use a kicker for his first ever game, but we put him on like, I can just, dude, here it comes. Here it comes. The grass in Germany was not up to NFL standards, and so we weren't used to the grass, and it felt a little more slippery than most college stadiums that Sauls had kicked in. Like, we're just barreling in that direction. But I said it yesterday. I'm not putting Parker Romo on the plane. Just straight up. And I know they probably will, right? They probably will. They'll probably take both of them. I don't know what travel's like to Europe when it comes to the 53 in practice squad and everybody else. I'm assuming you take everybody.
You're taking everybody because you're going to have a full-fledged practice on Friday.
Right. So,
well, I say that.
Everybody's on the travel squad, so you'll take him, and then you'll do a practice squad elevation or whatever else you feel comfortable with.
Guys, here's the thing. You have to, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but you kind of threw it up. Yeah, you take everybody because the situation is you're going to do what a Friday practice is. So you're doing walkthroughs type stuff, right? I think Saturday's a little more walkthrough, but you're doing what a Friday practice is, but a glorified walkthrough these days, right? So if something pops up, like, Drake London's hip that popped up on a Saturday before the Miami game, you've got to have guys to elevate there. So and you ain't flying their ass over Saturday night to throw them on a,
Put them on a Concord jet.
It's not like a deal where, hey, Mr. Blank's coming in the day of, so you're going to ride with him and then get off and play like we did with Jake when his first child was born in Carolina.
The exact same thing happened with Sam Baker when we were playing New Orleans. He had a baby that Saturday, and Mr. Blank's plane picked him up and brought him to New Orleans that day, which was crazy in hindsight. Like, now I'm looking back at both Jake and Sam being like, what? Like, you left your wife and kid in the hospital and you went and played a game. Y'all are crazy. But it just is what it is. That's what's expected. NFL football, you make pretty good money to make those decisions, I guess. So,
well,
I don't know.
We do have the good, the bad, and the ugly coming up at 7 a.m. where Mike and Bo assess the game, review the footage, see what it really came down to. So we'll do that at 7. But coming up next, college football rankings come out tonight. And we've got my Mac drop. The thing about Twitter is, it's public. I've got some evidence that may prove someone's peace, love, and Twitter rant false.
Oh,
that's
snap.
Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Dylan's also in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today, which we have not mentioned yet. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Y'all are going to be mad. I'll just say that.
All right. 7:40. About an hour from now.
That's a good lead in, man.
I guarantee you will be angry.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. The first college football playoff rankings will come out tonight at 8 o'clock. Who do you guys think are going to be in the top 12?
Woo! That's a loaded question,
Allie.
Let me
start somewhere out. Let me start a softer question. How much weight do these initial rankings really hold?
In my book, zero.
There's a lot of football left.
I mean, you can be ranked number one right now and lose and start losing games and not be in it. The overreaction, and this is what happens, and I love it because we talk about them and it gets you excited about if your team's in there anyway. It's not mine. But it gets you kind of excited. But there's a really good chance Ohio State's not number one. In fact, I could sit here and make an argument for you that Texas A&M should be the number one team in the country in the college football playoff rankings. And Indiana should be two. And then Ohio State, based on who they've played and how they've played. Because what's Ohio State's best win?
Probably Texas.
Yes, a two-loss Texas team, right? So now a two-loss Texas team, which – so, no, I don't – to me, that's – I'm not – I don't think that's a – that's a good – I don't think that's worthy of it.
Yeah. You know, and I think that it's hard, Allie, because I don't think they hold much weight at all in terms of what we'll see in a month or, you know, a month and a half, you know, when these teams head to the college football playoff. But I do think that there is a lot of insight and kind of reading between the lines in terms of what they're looking at. You know what I mean? Like, if they do come out and put Texas A&M number one, all right, and then all of a sudden you're looking at the strength of the teams that they're playing down the stretch, like a Texas who sits at, you know, top 15. Texas is, what, 11 these days in the AP? I don't even know. But
13, yeah.
Okay. Well, so then you all of a sudden look at Texas's win over in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's starting to creep back into the picture. And all those things kind of work with one another, specifically when we get down to rivalry weekend and championship weekend. And then all of a sudden, if you see an A&M where, hey, they really had high value in Texas A&M building up to the initial release, how did they look against Texas? How did they look against whoever they played in Atlanta? There's so many conversations surrounding that.
The one team I think matters for me is Notre Dame. Where's Notre Dame ranked?
Yeah.
Because Notre Dame looked way better 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And now I
think because of the Miami loss.
Because Miami's lost, what, two or three?
Yeah.
Miami's lost two in the last three weekends, if I'm not mistaken. Trying to remember when that Friday night game was because the weekend's kind of blur. But let's just go with that, right? 3 weeks ago, Notre Dame was like, they went out, they're a lock. Their two losses would be to Miami in the first week on the road and A&M in a shootout. Now, that was a home game. But so... now that's kind of changed a little bit,
yeah.
Right? But Notre Dame's the 10th in the AP. So that's the one team because they don't have the benefit of a conference championship. They need to be in the top 15, I would say, top 12, and kind of went out, and that way they can. That way they started there, and they're not doing anything to knock themselves out.
That's just so hard for me, man, because I'm sitting here looking at it, and let's just say that Texas wins out. That would include a win in Athens. Now, that would be a great win. But Texas also has, you know, two losses on the books, a couple of overtime victories against bad teams. And I start looking at them going, if they went out, they're in. They're not going to play. They're probably not going to play in the conference championship game. But a 10-2 Texas, I think, would be in that picture.
Who'd you rather? All right. Notre Dame.
Which one wins they already?
Notre Dame with their best win, their biggest win right now, if they went out, their two best wins would be USC at home and Navy. Maybe Pitt. You could make an argument for Pitt. We just got to see how that finishes out for Pitt. Or who are we talking about? Texas.
Or you can even throw Oklahoma in there. They both have very similar kind of finishes here.
Or Texas, whose best win would be against Oklahoma if they went out, and Georgia and A&M.
They went out, they're in.
See, that's the thing for me is Notre Dame is going to get the benefit of their is Notre Dame going to get more benefit from their two losses than their actual wins?
And I think
that that is based on where they are in the initial. We're going to know more about that based on the initial rankings.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, and I used to look at this always, this before the, you know, the college football playoff thing went to expand to 12 teams, but you'd always be able to look at those back-end teams. And I'm talking about, like, 15 through 25, and that would always give you the inkling of, like, what teams that they value because they're setting themselves up.
Yeah.
Right? I remember, and I can't remember, they were trying to value, like, a team like a Kent State randomly at, like, 24th. And you start looking at Kent State's schedule, and they had some kind of weird conference game against like LSU, and you're like, "Oh, LSU is going to play a top 25 team here at the end of the year." I can't remember who it was, but you could always tell at the back end of it who that they're valuing, and I think that there's a lot to do. Like a team, here's a prime example: a team like Missouri. Where is Missouri at tonight? I think all of a sudden you start looking at Missouri, and it's not so much about Missouri getting in the top 12. It's about the teams that they're playing, like in Oklahoma down the stretch, or like a Bama who beat them, or whoever else it may be, and going, dude, that team has lost two quarterbacks. Like, let's be real.
It's literally why I started with Notre Dame, is because they have two losses by 4 points to top 25 teams, one of which could be the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
So are they setting – they don't need to set A&M up. A&M, I don't believe, needs to be set up because, look, they're 8-0. A&M's schedule is got Missouri already on it. And then it's South Carolina, Samford, and Texas. So A&M goes with one loss. If they lose one game, they're in the playoff. They don't need to be set up. But are you setting Notre Dame up because of the brand and because of what that brings in it? And because you're like, hey, we think that they'd be undefeated if they hadn't played two teams and lost by 4 points, and both of those were the first two games of the season.
I think they're in at 10-2.
That's why I said wherever they're at, because Notre Dame doesn't have really anything.
Do you remember who their loss was to last year though?
Notre Dame, yeah, it was terrible. It was a MAC loss, right?
It was Northern Illinois at home.
Yeah,
and they were 11-1. They lost Northern Illinois,
but it was one loss, and you had better wins than you're going to have this year. You don't have any really good wins this year. And so
I guess they did beat A&M last year, although A&M was not A&M.
That was at A&M. Point. But no, A&M was like a three-loss team last year, weren't they?
Four, I think.
I'll double check. But they had a good run too. So to me, like that's where they're setting them up to leave them saying, well, look, we had them not in our initial poll.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything to show us they should drop.
Yeah. Oklahoma's an interesting one to me, too, but there's so many different ways to look at this. Oklahoma plays Bama in a couple weeks. That's a frightening game for Bama, I think.
I think it's different for teams that play in a conference with good game with good teams and have good fights left on their schedule. It's not for a team that doesn't really have any of those left. That's the only reason why I went there. And they're an independent, and all they've got to do is basically win 10 games every year, and I think they're in.
Hey, are y'all ready for someone's Twitter to be exposed?
I cannot
wait. Let's expose Michael P. over there.
Wait. Let's do it.
Yeah, it would be the ultimate reversal.
It would be ultimate if it was you. But I know it's not. It's me, I'm sure.
It is not Mikey P. over there.
I was going to say, I have some angry tweets, but probably 10 years ago.
I got to find those.
Yeah, maybe.
Now I have a project. So this week, you are heading to Berlin, Germany, Bo. And last week, you were talking about how...
He's a man of the people.
You're a man of the people. You're positive on Twitter. And that's what you love about Twitter. You get to educate people.
I never said I was positive.
I think...
I said that I appreciate the conversation.
And I want to extend grace to you because it wasn't like 8:52 that this was happening. So I think you were delirious at this point.
Yeah.
And not recalling the things you have tweeted in the past. So we're going to blend the two.
This is good.
Well, how long in the past are we going? Because I've openly admitted that my past is checkered on Twitter, but I've gotten better. I've been through like a Twitter rehab.
This is so good, dude.
All right. So we're going to go through your Twitter and we're going to reveal these tweets, A, in German. And then Mikey P over here is going to read them as, believe they were delivered.
Oh, I've got them right here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right. Dylan, can you play tweet number one?
Du kannst sagen, was du willst. Und ich kann sagen, was ich will.
All right.
Go for it.
My turn?
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, and I can say whatever I want.
Well, that was last night. That ended. That made me happy. And that was an all-day conversation.
Who were you talking to last night?
That was the caller. That called in, and then we started tweeting. And we're not on the same page. We both want the same thing, and we even tweeted at the end. We had a kumbaya. So you guys just make it angry, and it's not.
You're I think a lot of yours could use. I don't know that you're not an LOL guy, but like a ha. Or something like that, you know, to kind of soften the
No, blow. That one wasn't a ha. I really was like, you can say whatever you want, and I can say whatever I want. I don't have to say what you want me to say.
I think I nailed it out.
I mean, right. But the reality was, is that the whole thing, so I didn't mean to dude y'all, is like, we can have different opinions. Doesn't make, just because you're wrong and I'm right, it doesn't mean you can't be wrong.
All right.
Dude, we got to move on.
Yes, let's go.
Fine.
Dylan, number two.
Das ist der Verletzungsbericht von gestern. Wenn du schon etwas tweetest, dann sei wenigstens korrekt.
That's yesterday's injury report. If you want to tweet stuff, at least be accurate.
No, I wasn't as angry with that.
Which is a fine point to make, but we all know the delivery was a little like, if you want to tweet stuff.
This is awesome.
It's not angry. That's not angry. That's like, dude. Are you for real now?
We got four more. I want to get to
all right,
these.
Let's go.
All right, number three.
Ach so, so werden die Platzierungen ermittelt? Durch eine negative Punktedifferenz?
Oh, is that how the standings are determined? Negative point differential?
I love the attitude the German tweet had.
I know. Like, she's a little esteemed.
That's more sarcastic, you're a moron, than angry. But. Okay.
Number four, Dylan.
Es geht ihm weniger sein Gehalt, sondern vielmehr darum, dass Nein sagen kann. Warum sollte zu einem dieser Teams gehen?
She kind of hammered home the nine.
It's a long one.
It's more about the fact that he can say no than his salary. Why would he go to either of those teams? Can I get some context here? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Is it Lane? Are we talking about Lane?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I need to see. I don't know. When was that tweeted?
I don't know.
It's probably. It's Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's saying somebody was like, well, if he was worth the crap, we'd have traded him to the Browns or the Giants by now. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't, because he can say no.
There
Why
you
the
go.
Hell would he go there?
All right.
All right. Let's finish off with number five.
All right. Let's do it.
Wovon redest du überhaupt?
What are you even talking about?
I don't know.
Is there a polite way to word
that? He's like, I tweet that once a week. I don't know.
I don't know.
Can we not do number six? We have time.
Do it. Just do it.
I'll
take the blame. I'm management.
Ich verstehe, dass dein Lebensziel hier die Entlassung des Trainers ist, aber der Versuch, den Quarterback nach nur 9 Starts seiner Karriere zu begraben, zeugt von purer Ignoranz.
Yeesh. All right.
That's about Michael Penix not having enough starts and someone's ignorant.
I get your life goal on here is for the coach to be fired, but trying to bury a quarterback 9 starts into his career is pure ignorance.
That could have been aimed at like some people on this station. I mean,
Germany.
Nice work.
I hope you are ready for Morgan.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I got my cell phone plan intact now.
92.9. This is our game.
Don't forget your wallet.
We did not
not planned that either.
No. Coming up, now that we've had time to process, we're going to iron out the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's Falcons game. Mike and Bo have been reviewing film to see what went well, what went bad. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.